fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful, restful weekend. We're able to take in the summer. This week, I want to talk about elements of the new evangelization. You might call it some fundamentals of the new evangelization. What is the new evangelization? It's the proclamation of the good news to the de-Christianized, you might say. It's focusing on those who've been baptized, who have drifted away from the faith, either walked away or just with indifference have just kind of drifted away. The new evangelization is really focused on trying to reach those people again with the truth of the gospel. As I was preparing for the program today, I was thinking about how clear Jesus is teaching in his commission to the apostles as he sent them on the initial evangelization, how clear he was, and then how clear they were in their proclamation that what this was all about was an offer of God's mercy and love, God's mercy being extended into the world one heart at a time, and that mercy is expressed in the forgiveness of sins. What the apostles were called to bring to, first to the Jews and then to the whole world, is the grace of God for the forgiveness of sins. I'd like to look at a few passages today, both from the Gospels, where Luke's account of essentially Jesus' commissioning of the apostles, and then how Peter responded to that, how Peter echoed the words of Jesus, and then how Paul did the same. So we're going to begin with Luke chapter 24, verses 44 and following. Then he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms was to be fulfilled." He reminded them, "I told you many times that what was written in the law, what was given to us in the prophets, what they spoke about, the Psalms that we read, they point to me," Jesus said. "They give you an understanding of the purpose of my coming and now the work that must unfold." He goes on. He said, "Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures." This is important for us to be able to see. We can't understand God's plan, his prophetic understanding of reality that the scripture gives to us, of understanding the destiny of human history, its meaning and role, and God's ultimate plan without the help of God himself. When we read the scripture, we read it, this is a word that's God-breathed, that's empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who makes this word come alive. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, the Bible itself is a dead letter. These are just words on a page, but they're more than words on a page because they were breathed by God. And it's that same breath of God, the Holy Spirit, that Jesus gives to us, each and every one of us who are baptized, so we can lay hold of the fundamental truth that we can't reach on our own resources. So he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. May the Lord do that today for us. As we listen to his words and the words of the apostles, I just want to pray, Holy Spirit, open our minds to understand the meaning of the scripture, the central importance of the proclamation of Christ's resurrection from the dead and the offer of redemption and salvation through the forgiveness of sins. Lord, let that be in our hearts. Let that be in our minds so we can understand your will and your commission in our lives in the new evangelization. Okay, verse 46, and it says, "And then he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead." So he's saying to them what we just passed through, what you witnessed. It was not an accident. It was something that was planned for all time, that the Son of Man would lay down his life, would shed his blood so that sins can be forgiven. A sacrifice had to be made for sin. Jesus came to die, literally. This is not plan B. Calvary was not plan B. Calvary was plan A. It was the ultimate plan to break the hold, the satanic hold over human hearts that he exercises because of our slavery to sin and our saying yes to sin. What does sin mean? Sin means missing the mark. We miss the mark in terms of our saying yes to God, our call, our destiny, our purpose in this life in God. So Jesus is saying that it was the Father's plan. It's clear in the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, he makes clear that the Son of Man, that the Christ, the anointed one of God, should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. So there it is in a nutshell. What's the purpose of the church's mission? What is the essence of evangelization. Why does the church exist? Jesus summarizes it right here in two very simple sentences. That the Son of Man, that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, came to die and to rise again, to pass from death to life. The preaching of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and his victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's number one. And then number two, because of the fact that Jesus Christ is risen, that he's now Lord, that he's now seated at the right hand of the Father, that literally he lives now in an indestructible life. And he says it in Matthew's account of the Great Commission at the end of the Gospel, all power and authority belong to him. He is absolutely and entirely unique. He is the God-man. All authority for his own creation is in his hands. The new creation has begun. The new unfolding of God's ultimate purpose and destiny for the human race has begun in the person of Jesus Christ. So the declaration of his resurrection from the dead, the declarity of the fact of his resurrection, this is vindication of everything that Jesus taught, everything that Jesus is about. He rose from the dead and in the process broke the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil, but also vindicated everything he taught. Jesus has a perfect understanding of the human condition. Jesus has the only perfect understanding of our condition and our destiny. And the antidote that we need to be able to come into the spiritual health and wholeness and salvation that he wants to give to each and every one of us. So that it's from the authority of the resurrected Christ and the proclamation of his victory that begins to open the human heart through the grace of the Holy Spirit to say, okay, all authority is his. He was right about us. What should we do? Then Jesus says very simply, preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to every nation, to all nations, beginning here in Jerusalem. Then he went on to say, you are the witnesses to these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Here's the plan. Here's the plan. This is the culmination of Jesus' work. It was his goal the entire time to be able to get to this point where he's passed from death to life. He, the anointed one, the Messiah, who's filled with the Holy Spirit now, can say, look, it's been done. The devil's work has been destroyed. He no longer rules and dominates the human heart unless human beings say yes to it. I've come to set everyone free, and I'm giving them a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. And you bring that to them by proclaiming the truth and declaring the truth of my resurrection from the dead and calling people to repentance, that is to turn, to change direction, the direction of a life that's under the domination of the world of flesh and the devil, that's still under sin, or as the scripture, as Paul and others would call, the reign of sin within us. Jesus said, make a break from the habit patterns of sin that are in your life. Turn toward God and receive this mercy, the mercy of the forgiveness of sins. Friends, we're making our way to a year of mercy, Pope Francis declared, for the church and for the whole world. And what has to be central to this year of mercy is the recognition of God's great mercy of Jesus Christ laying down his life for us, for our salvation, and now the possibility of repentance and forgiveness of sins being offered without judgment, without condemnation, but being offered to the whole world. And that goes forward. We can see here Jesus said, when the promise of the Father, what's the promise of the Father? When the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, is poured out from the Son, from Jesus Christ, from the Father and the Son, on human flesh. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and as Jesus says here, clothes us with power from on high to fulfill the commission that comes from on high. That's the soul, you might say, the heart of the new evangelization. And so you go to the Acts of the Apostles on the Feast of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, when that Holy Spirit was poured out on the apostles, just as Jesus promised, they obeyed him. They waited until they were clothed with power. They knew already that they'd been commissioned to go forward and to declare the truth that Jesus is risen from the dead. Right at the center of Christianity, friends, what is Christianity? As St. Augustine said, it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's a fact about his resurrection and his new life. The new creation, as I said, being born in him, and now the possibility of an entirely new humanity being born from the indestructible life and power of Jesus of Nazareth poured out into the world. So here the apostles are, they knew they were supposed to declare that. They knew they were supposed to call people to repentance and forgiveness of sins. That's the essence of what they were called to proclaim. And so here they are, they're being clothed with power, just as Jesus said. They waited obediently, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. St. Peter stands up that day in front of a whole crowd of people who were shocked at what they were seeing with the apostles who suddenly appear back on the scene. It was a week after the resurrection of Jesus. They're back in the streets now, proclaiming the gospel 50 days later on the Feast of Pentecost with the Holy Spirit coming upon them. And they declare this. Peter says, what you're seeing, what you're witnessing is the fulfillment of the prophet Joel, that promise of the Father that says, on the last days, God declares, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Here it is. The Holy Spirit is being poured out on all flesh so that human beings can come to see the beauty and majesty of Jesus Christ, his victory over the powers of sin and death. We're able to see that he's risen from the dead and to believe with a faith conviction that the new creation has begun in Jesus, and the fact that he's vindicated in his resurrection, his diagnosis of the condition of the human heart and our condition before God is absolutely perfect and without flaw. Every human being stands in need of being reconciled to God. And that offer from God's end, which is where it needs to come from, both the diagnosis and the antidote to the problem comes from the Father for the sake of our salvation. And so Peter then declares that day in the power of the Holy Spirit. As he preached the gospel, the Spirit came upon those who were listening. And they declared that this Jesus God raised up, and that we are all his witnesses. So Jesus said to the apostles, who are you? You are my witnesses. You've seen all this. Go tell people what you've seen. This Jesus God raised from the dead, and for this we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, he has poured out this on which you now see and hear. So here's Peter interpreting what's happening. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. We're telling you he was raised from the dead. We're telling you now he's exalted at the right hand of the Father. And what you see is the result of his exaltation and power and authority. He's pouring out his Holy Spirit. And they say, let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. People hear that. The Holy Spirit stirs their heart. And they ask the apostles, brethren, what should we do? So here it is, Peter being faithful under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to exactly what Jesus commissioned them to do. He said, repent, that is, change your lives, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here's the urgent mission of the apostles, the urgent mission of the church, that to which we have been commissioned by the Lord and Master of all. Jesus wants to call the world to change, to repentance, to come back wholeheartedly to God, to acknowledge our sin, to receive the forgiveness that comes from Jesus Christ, to enter the waters of baptism to become a new creation, and in that baptism have our sins forgiven and to be able to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can become a new creation. This is the essence of what was preached and what the apostles led others into. Let's do the same. Let's offer that same mercy with the same clarity and let the Holy Spirit do his work. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.